This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, if you've visited the Hertfordshire village of Redbourne, you'll know that it's a quiet village. It's got a beautiful and really very huge village green where they play cricket and things. There's a church built of local flint, and it's even got its own river, the River Red, after which it is named. Whilst Redbourne is perhaps often known now for its proximity to a junction on the M1, it does in fact have a rich history. It was home to an Iron Age hill fort that's called the Aubreys, and to the north of the village there's a site of a Roman temple complex. Apparently the village has been continuously in existence since at least Saxon times, and it appeared in the Domesday Book. However, the village is set to change forever. Over 5,000 homes are currently planned or proposed near to Redbourne, potentially almost trebling the number of houses in Redbourne Village from 2,600 to over 7,500 by 2040. And this includes a 1,500 home expansion of the Hemel Garden community, almost all of which will be within Redbourne Parish, and a 1,000 home proposal on Greenbelt land. Needless to say, local people are not happy and have done all the things that you would expect, things like starting a petition against the planned expansion. What you might not expect is for the protesters to be holding a day of celebration of the village on the 18th of April. So let's find out what this is all about from Redbourne Greenbelters, Pauline Willis and Vicky Robinson. I started by asking Pauline how long she'd been in Redbourne and what she liked to do there.
I've lived in Redbourne now for 15 years. I'm retired, and there are so many things to do. There's the local UTA, the ukulele group, quilting group, and I could go on and on and on.
Okay.
So much.
You're making it sound like a lovely, vibrant place to live.
Okay. It is.
And how about you, Vicky? How long have you been in Redbourne for, and what do you get up to there?
I've lived in Redbourne for 20 years, and I love living in the village for lots of reasons. But one of the main reasons is the access to green space that we have and the wildlife. And as Pauline says, it's a brilliant community. And one of the things that we've been able to do in the last few years is come together to really focus on wildlife across the village, which is so important to many of us. And I think this is one of the reasons we feel so strongly about the land that's going to be built on.
Okay. So what are your specific concerns then? Is it just about loss of wildlife?
I think there are lots of reasons we're concerned that include infrastructure. You know, the village will more than double in size. That will have a big impact on traffic, for example. But for me, it's all of those things plus the wildlife. Wildlife is really important to me. Wildlife is already under so much pressure. Independent studies have shown in Hertfordshire it's one of the most nature-depleted counties, and we have to take action to address the decline in wildlife, not only, you know, for wildlife's sake, but there's so much evidence to show that actually having wildlife and biodiversity is good for mental health. So lots of reasons, really, that we want to celebrate the wonderful village of Redbourne and everything it has to offer.
I can see that you're not keen on houses being built near Redbourne, but do you acknowledge that actually we do need more houses? People do need somewhere to live. Young people really do need cheap, affordable houses to live in, don't they? And we're not going to get that without building them. So why should those houses not be built at Redbourne?
We appreciate that there needs to be houses, but not at the expense of chaos, which is what it would be. Traffic problems, infrastructure. We don't hear anything about the infrastructure, and we don't feel confident about anything that might happen at the numbers of houses they're talking about. But as I said, we do appreciate houses should be built, but not the expense of devastation to the village.
Okay, so you'd need more planning and less houses. Vicky, how about for you?
Clearly, providing appropriate housing is essential, but Redbourne is taking a disproportionate burden of the housing allocation. And that is inappropriate for lots of reasons, including, as Pauline says, the infrastructure and the impact that will have on the village itself. But more broadly, the area immediately around Redbourne, the very limited green space that we have, will be devastated. There will be no space for wildlife, no environment that we can enjoy. And it's about having proportionality and recognising the importance of wildlife, the importance of having green space for mental health, but also just the intrinsic value that wildlife has, and we need to take better care. Hertfordshire is so depleted in wildlife. We can't keep just building on every bit of green land that's available. It's really important to take action and to stand up, actually.
So standing up is what you're doing, but you're doing it in a slightly unusual way by having a day of celebration. Where did the idea come from for that?
We really needed to do something because we've been talking about our wonderful village. And so I was thinking, what was the best thing to do? And I thought celebration, because we want a celebration, everything that is good about Redbourne. And that's how it developed.
Right. And part of the idea from this is from the Community Planning Alliance. What's your involvement with them?
I follow the Community Alliance, and I just saw one day that they were actually promoting this day of action, and I thought, this is it. And I saw that, and this is how I think everybody in Redbourne can be involved.
We want to demonstrate our support and value that we show for our green spaces and wildlife. You know, we're so lucky in Redbourne, and we don't want precious habitats being bulldozed. So if we can come together as a community and celebrate what we have with some brilliant fun activities, then we think we'll be raising the profile of the issue as well as bringing the community together.
And similar things like this are happening all over the country, is that
it's
right?
It's a national day of action, yes. So we'll be one of many that are out there enjoying the outdoors and celebrating what we have.
Okay.
Can I just add there that we're really pleased because we've been congratulated by many, many different towns who have seen our programme for the day, and they've been saying, congratulations, Redbourne, you know, great stuff.
Well, it sounds like you'll be inspiring other groups in other towns to do similar things.
Yes, definitely.
Well, always great to be leading the way, isn't it? So you've got this day of celebration planned. Who do you want to come along? Is this just for people in Redbourne?
Primarily for families, residents of Redbourne, but anybody that comes to Redbourne to use the space, to shop, to use the different facilities that we have. We want to be really inclusive because that's so important. And what we're planning, we have something that we think will be great for everybody.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about what you've got planned. So you're starting off the day with a celebration of agriculture at 11 o'clock. So, Pauline, can you explain to us what that will be and who's involved?
Well, the procession begins at the top of the high street, and there are quite a few farmers around our way, and we thought we should include them, their tractors as well. And behind them, there will follow sort of families, children.
OK, so you're starting off the day with the tractors on the high street, driven by the farmers. This is already sounding like a must-see for all the small children in the area. I am absolutely loving that. And then you are moving on to activities on the common, which you've got all day. What do you have going on the common then, Pauline?
Because this is going to be a family day. We have local entertainment of a jazz band who plays very regularly in the village, and also we have a ukulele band going to play. It's going to be great.
It sounds a bit of a family fun day going on the common.
Oh,
then.
Definitely. It's developed into a family fun day.
So, Vicky, you're then going to be going on to the celebrating green spaces. What's going to be happening with your celebrating green spaces?
Yep, so we're going to have a walk along the River Red. We're very lucky in the village to have both the River Red and a chalk stream, the River Ver. So one of the organisations we work with, the Ver Valley Society, is organising a walk, and that will be absolutely fascinating. We'll hear about water voles that are endangered and all the efforts to try and bring them back. We'll just have a general talk about the birds that are in the area and just feel good about wildlife. Wild About Redbourne, which is our community group, will have a stand. Loads of things for people to come and hear about and find out about and to take away. And what we want to do is inspire people, and I think we're going to be able to do that.
Okay, so it sounds actually like it's not really just about the day, it's about showing people a little bit more about what there is in and around Redbourne, so hopefully they'll explore a little bit more in the future as well.
Yeah, I think it's about recognising the history and beauty of Redbourne and everything that it offers. The importance of protecting and preserving that, and also inspiring people to consider what actions they can take for something that's really personally important to me, that's wildlife. And, you know, how do we encourage people to really engage and to think about the importance of wildlife and the green space? And we have to do that before it's lost.
Indeed. And as you say, things like our chalk stream rivers, these are internationally rare, aren't they? So, yeah, something that is very important for Redbourne, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think if we're not careful, we just take it for granted. We are very lucky to have the chalk stream, as you say, and I think it's important to recognise that. And, you know, in our experience of the types of things we've done as a group before, people are so appreciative and really enjoy finding out and learning about, you know, what's so special about Redbourne.
Okay, so this whole day sounds like an awful lot of work. Presumably you've got a whole bunch of local residents that are organising this?
Yes, there are a lot of people actively involved, and I think that really reflects the community spirit in Redbourne. And we are so lucky to have Pauline, who is an absolute dynamite, full of energy and commitment to the village and what she brings. We are so privileged to have her.
Excellent. So this day is organised. You're hoping people are going to come along and they're going to have some fun. What do you hope they're going to take away?
I think we want people to speak up for nature, speak up for our green spaces, to be part of that movement that says it's really important to protect these areas, not only now, but for the future, for a whole range of wildlife that are already under huge pressure. And we want people to be inspired to think, actually, they can be part of the solution.
OK. Pauline, have you got anything to add to that?
I hope that people come away thinking there is so much more about Redbourne than I realised, which I think will happen, because it's only because I've been doing this that I've suddenly realised that, gosh, there is so much.
Yeah.
So
too good to lose, hey?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Vicky, Pauline, thank you so much for telling us about that today. And I hope that you get lovely weather for your day of celebration. Thank you for joining
so
me.
Thank you.
I was talking there to Redbourne Greenbelters, Pauline Willis and Vicky Robinson. And their Celebrate Redbourne Day is on the 18th of April from 11 a.m. And I'll pop a link to their programme into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. And this week's had two pieces of good news from St Albans Cathedral. The first is that the pair of peregrine falcons that have been nesting on their roof since 2023 have once again started laying in the specially made gravel tray, which you can see on the St Albans Cathedral website webcam. Also, there you'll find an excellent St Albans Peregrine Falcons fact file, which gives you all sorts of information about things like how baby peregrine falcons learn to catch prey, whether the birds migrate, do they, and what they eat. And it's absolutely wonderful to see these still rare birds flourishing in the heart of a city. And the second piece of good news from St Albans Cathedral is that they will be hosting a screening of the People's National Emergency Briefing on the 19th of April at 6 o'clock in the evening. Now, the film is being shown by a coalition of local environmental groups, and it's based on the National Emergency Briefing in Westminster, which was featured by ITV Channel 4 and The Times. There's appearances from Chris Packham, Deborah Meaden, and a range range of voices from across the UK, and it's been hailed as an eye-opening film. The film brings together UK experts with the latest evidence on climate change and why it matters for things like extreme weather, food, health, and the cost of living. After the film, there's going to be a short, open discussion about what the film means for the local community and what can be done locally. There's also going to be several local groups there who work on these issues so that you can find out more about how you can get involved. And St Albans MP Daisy Cooper will also be there joining in the discussion. Now, I've not seen the film, but I have heard that whilst there are plenty of hard-hitting facts, which can be pretty downbeat, there's also plenty of hope about what we can do, and it does aim to leave us with a feeling of empowerment. The organisers say that tickets are limited, so please book in advance. They're asking £3 for entry for those who can afford it. They do have to cover their screening costs. However, there's a concession rate that's free, for which you're welcome to use if you need to. Tickets are available from the St Albans Cathedral website. And again, I'll pop a link in the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. If you eat food, here's a final reminder that Tony Elkington, who we heard from here on Environment Matters, and his future food team want your views on how we can do food better. They're asking people to take part in their online discussion before going ahead and deciding on the best actions to take to improve our food system here in Hertfordshire. So, do you think that food growing should be taught in schools? Should hospitals be forced to use locally grown food? Or should all streets be planted with fruit and nut trees? Well, those are some of the ideas that have already been put forward in the discussion. So do take a listen to the podcast of me talking to Tony and then head to the survey and add your ideas and say what you think of those that have already been proposed. Only takes a few moments and everybody's views are very welcome. It's always good to have your comments or ideas for the show, so do drop me a line at amanda.yorworth@mix926.com or check out the Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 Facebook page. And do remember to subscribe to the show with your favourite podcast provider so you never miss another show. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.